These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Lindsay, I'm 38 and I'm a training coordinator from Bury.
I'm Mike, I'm 44, I'm a finance officer from Hertfordshire.
I'm Richard, I'm 26, I'm a field service engineer from Southampton.
I'm Anne, I'm 64 and I'm a civil servant from Edinburgh.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. They make it back safely, though. They'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Lindsay. Welcome to the show, Lindsay. First up, from Bury.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a training coordinator.
What is that?
I help arrange training courses for people that have been out of work for a little while, get back into training.
OK, what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, well, all sorts. I'm doing a degree with the Open University, which is French and Spanish, and there's a bit of English as well.
Right.
I always find the English harder than the French and Spanish.
Seriously?
I'm not an essay writer.
Yeah, lots of quotes and things.
And referencing. And,
yeah. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
We've got a great big camping holiday trip around Europe planned, but with no money for it, and we'd like a camper van to do it in.
What sort of camper van would you like?
One big enough to have my own bathroom and a nice bed and
telly, maybe.
Yeah, more like home.
Yeah,
on wheels.
I've got an idea. Why don't you go on holiday and stay in a hotel?
Yeah, that sounds even better.
Lindsay, are you ready? Cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What mark is seen on a completed ballot paper and a pirate's treasure match? Correct. What is the occupation of the fictional character Henry Jekyll?
A doctor.
Correct. Red, white and what other colour appear on the flag of Thailand?
Green.
Blue. Since 1200, how many English and British kings have been called Edward?
Three.
Eight.
Oh.
According to the song lyrics, who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh?
Mr. Wonka, Willy Wonka.
No, Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris played Desi in the film adaptation of what Gillian Flynn book?
Pass.
Gone Girl. What southeastern state is the USA's largest producer of oranges?
Florida.
Correct. The name of what celebrity gossip website is an abbreviation of 30 Mile Zone?
30Z.
TMZ. What lozenges were developed to relieve the breathing problems of trawler men?
Oh, Fisherman's Friends.
Correct. What surname is shared by snooker player Judd and US businessman Donald?
Trump.
Correct. Very good. Got that in just in time, Lindsay. £5,000. Now it is time, though, to face a chaser. Who will you be up against today? Will it be the governess, so cold? The team she played last week is still defrosting. Could it be the Beast, the only man who can fall out of bed on both sides at once? Perhaps, though, it's the Cinnamon, more irritating than poison ivy aftershave. And what about Jenny, the vixen Ryan? Money vanishes when you play her. She's like the Bolton Bermuda Triangle. Could it be the Dark Destroyer? As much fun as a walking tour of the Trossachs with Anne Widdecombe. Who do you want to take on?
Well, Mark absolutely terrifies me because that knowledge in there is phenomenal.
Yes.
But I've seen Sean mess up a couple of times lately. And
oh!
So if he comes out now and catches me, he's going to hate me for saying that.
Who knows who it is? Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, not Sean at all. It is the big man himself, the man mounted with bats. That is the Beast, Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Hello.
Well, your worst fears have been realised.
Yeah, I am in awe.
You said English wasn't your strongest point. I'm trying to work out what is. That was pathetic.
Oh, come on. Now, let's put some money on the table. Here we go. £5,000. Step closer to home, though, we'll get you an offer of
an insulting 500 quid.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you.
She'll never take it. £25,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team, please. You can change your starting position. Anne.
What do you think?
Well, you've got the nerves over now, and you did very well, so it's worth considering the top figure, but we always say it, we need you back here, so whatever you're comfortable with.
Richard.
You did really well in that first round. I think the 500 is a little bit insulting, so go for the 5,000 and come back. You know a lot about lots of different stuff. So
thank you, Richard. Mike.
That was a great cash builder, but we need you back here for the final chase, so go for the 5,000.
Thank you very much, team. OK, 500, 5 grand, 25,000 pounds. What'll it be?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the 5,000.
5,000. Middle for Dibble. Thank you, yeah. Chaser.
So predictable.
Ah, we shall see. Lindsay, for 5 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In a 2012 film, Seth MacFarlane provides the voice of what sort of toy that comes to life? A, model car. B, speak and spell. C, teddy bear. You've put teddy bear.
Mm.
Yeah, funny film. Did you see it?
Well, it was really sad at the end. It made me cry.
Did it?
Yeah.
OK, correct answer is... teddy bear is correct. Step closer to home. Chase the foot. Also goes with teddy bear. Very funny. Here's the next question. Which of these titles is not automatically conferred on the eldest son of the monarch? A, Duke of Cornwall. B, Lord of the Isles. C, Prince of Wales. You've put Lord of the Isles.
I really didn't know that. I'm normally not too bad on the royals, but I really didn't know, so...
Correct answer is... it's Prince of Wales. Saying we are, Chaser has put... goes right with Prince of Wales. Chaser?
Traditionally, obviously, it's the oldest son of the monarch, but I remember in 1969, Prince Charles was invested with the title of Prince of Wales at Carnarvon Castle.
Right, here's the next question. What board game was devised by part-time Birmingham clown Anthony E. Pratt? A, Cluedo. B, Monopoly. C, Scrabble. You've put Scrabble.
It rings a bell, and I play lots of board games with my daughter. I don't know why it rang a bell, but I'm just hoping it might be somewhere on the board and I've seen it. Or...
correct answer is... it's Cluedo, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here he comes. Yeah, it goes right with Cluedo. Chaser moves to one behind. We're four from home. Here's your next question. In degrees Celsius, what range is given as normal human body temperature? A, 32.1 to 33.2. B, 36.1 to 37.2. Or C, 40.1 to 41.2. You've put... 36.1 to 37.2.
Yes. I'm a mum, so I'm always at my daughter with the thermometer checking she's OK. And I just remember it's got a 7 in it, where she's supposed to be.
And what's your daughter's name?
Neve.
Right. Good. You've put B. Correct answer is? Absolutely right. Step closer to home. Well played. The chase has put. Goes right also with B, 36.1 to 37.2.
Yes, in old money, the first one, A, would have been about 90 degrees.
Yeah, right.
And C, 40 to 41, is about 105 degrees, and you'd be burning up with fever.
Indeed. Here's the next question. Which of these battles does not feature in a Shakespeare play? A, Agincourt. B, Bosworth Field. C, Culloden. You've put... Culloden.
Yeah. I've been to see the Richard III. Bosworth Field. I'm fairly sure Agincourt is as well, so...
correct answer is... well played. Culloden is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Culloden. Remains the one behind with two from home.
Agincourt in Henry V, Bosworth Field in Richard III, and Culloden occurred 130 years after his death, so it probably didn't write about it.
Here's the next question. In the Bible, which king had Daniel thrown into the lion's den? A, Cyrus. B, Darius. C, Nebuchadnezzar. You've put Darius.
Rings a bell from my RE days at school. I do remember doing about Daniel in the lion's den.
Correct answer is... well played. Step closer to home. It is Darius. Chaser has put... goes wrong with Nebuchadnezzar. Game opens up. We're now two ahead of the chaser and one from home.
Don't know what happened there. I thought I knew it.
Here's the next question. Come on, Lindsay. Which of these TV personalities would be most likely to use a dibble on screen? A, Alan Shearer. B, Alan Titchmarsh. C, Alan Sugar. You've put Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah, my granddad's a gardener, and I kind of think it's something to make little holes to put seeds in.
Yeah.
That could be totally wrong.
Well, I've seen Alan Titchmarsh with his dibble out. I have no fear about that. You've put Titchmarsh to go through with £5,000. Correct answer is... Titchmarsh it is. Well played, Lindsay. Well done. Well held. Nice.
I like him better now.
Yeah, you like him more now. Chase?
You've won nothing yet. Yeah, you're quite right. Dibbles are used to dig out little holes.
Right.
Well, I should say congratulations, I suppose, but still didn't impress me much.
Through gritted teeth, yeah. Lindsay. Well Thank played you, you darling. Thank congratulations. You. Very good indeed. First up, first through. Good.
Too early to tell yet. So far, it's a pretty standard-looking team.
We shall see. Next, face the chaser, it's Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hi, Bradley.
A finance officer from Hertfordshire.
That's right.
All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I like to play a bit of football. I play five-a-side. I'm a QPR fan, so I like to get down there and watch them a couple of times a year if I can.
Absolutely. What do you do to relax?
I like to go for walks in the country. I've got three children and two dogs, so they keep me active at the weekend.
You bet, you bet. What about hobbies yourself? Anything?
I like to write short stories and poetry sometimes.
Had any published?
Not yet, but hopeful.
Brilliant stuff. Good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do then?
I think a family holiday.
Where to? Anywhere in particular?
Possibly Florida, but we'll see.
OK. Right, Mike, you ready?
Yep.
Good luck, mate. Here we go. Let's see if we can get you through to the final chase alongside Lindsay. Your time starts now. What organs are located in the orbital sockets of the skull?
The eyes.
Correct. The parents of which Royal Duchess met as flight attendants for British Airways?
Pass.
Duchess of Cambridge. Traditionally, how many times is the lutein bell rung to announce a vessel's loss?
Three.
Once. The Munich Agreement was reached following the demands of which German leader?
Wilhelm.
Adolf Hitler. Whose first volume of poetry was called Poems, chiefly in the Scottish dialect?
Robbie Burns.
Correct. Which pope began his reign in 2005?
Pass.
Benedict XVI. Which famous cartoon filmmaker filed for bankruptcy in 1923?
Walt Disney.
Correct. Angel of Death is a sequel to what Daniel Radcliffe horror film?
The Woman in Black.
Correct. In May 2014, Maurizio Pochettino became boss of what Premier League side?
Man City.
Tottenham Hotspur. The winners of Britain's Got Talent are invited to be on what annual TV show?
The Royal Variety Form.
Correct. Just in time, and just like Lindsay, £5,000. Let's get to the table. Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, Mark.
You're a QPR fan, so you're used to large sums of money going to waste.
That's very true.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000, step close to home, we'll get you an offer of...
£500.
But a step closer to the chaser, we'll see you get an offer of...
Enough even for a season ticket at Loftus Road. £30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Anne.
I think the cash is building up nicely. Let's not get greedy. We need you back here.
Thank you. Richard?
Well, the 30,000 is very tempting, but I think the 5,000, you know, get back here and, you know, safety in numbers.
Lindsay?
Yeah, 30,000 is a lot of money, but I don't want to be here by myself, so I'd go for the 5,000.
Thank you very much. 500, 5 grand, 30 grand. Yeah. Mike, what'll it be?
I'm going to stick with the 5,000.
Thank you very much. Chaser?
Understandable. Anne, please be greedy. Go on.
Mike, for 5 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Witham in Essex stands on what river? A, brain, B, heart, C, kidney. You've put kidney.
No idea, just a guess.
Correct answer is... It's the brain, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with brain, that'd have been a guess.
Apart from one thing, I know your knowledge of Essex geography is far better than mine.
However...
But I thought of Braintree.
Yes.
So presumably Braintree's on the brain.
Oh, very good. Here's your next question. Very good. Which of these dwarf planets is nearest to the sun? A, Pluto. B, Ceres. C, Makemake. You've put... Ceres.
I know it's not Pluto, but... The other two was a 50-50 guess.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Sirius is right. Chaser has put... Goes right also with Sirius. Remains the two behind with four from home.
Yeah, Sirius is in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What term was originally Australian slang for someone informing escaped convicts about police movements? A, Bush Express. B, Bush Guardian. C, Bush Telegraph. You've put Bush Telegraph.
Rings a bell.
From I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's what it rings a bell. OK. Correct answer is... Bush Telegraph's right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with the Bush Telegraph. And I understand you're on the shortlist for the next series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I'll tell you for why. You are one of the Bush Tucker challenges, but they're going to extend the show over 2 years because they've got to start eating you in January. I might be wrong. Here's your next question. Amygdalin, a substance found in apple seeds, is a compound containing what? A, cyanide. B, arsenic. C, nicotine. You've put cyanide.
Yeah, I'm confident about that one.
Correct answer is... Cyanide is right. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right also with cyanide. Remains the two behind, the two from home. Interesting, yeah. Matt.
That's why we tell people never to eat apple seeds.
Yeah.
One or two will be OK, but eat a lot of them and you can be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because cyanide massively constricts the blood's ability to carry oxygen around.
Ah. Here's the next question. Which children's book was written for the young Casper Fleming? A, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. B, Mary Poppins. C, The Railway Children. You've put Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I know it was written by Ian Fleming, so...
Correct answer is... Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is absolutely right. Step closer home. Chaser has put... Goes right with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Remains the two behind, one from home.
So that's the second answer to name the two Ian Fleming films that Gert Frobe appeared in.
Oh, yeah.
Goldfinger and Chitty
Chitty,
Chitty
Bang Bang. He did indeed. All right, here's your next question. What adjective does Major General Stanley famously use to describe himself in The Pirates of Penzance? A, marvellous. B, melancholy. C, modern. You've put modern.
I guess, I'm afraid. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You're kidding me.
You've been in this, haven't you?
I have. I have no fear of that. You've put modern to go through with £5,000. Is it right? Correct answer is... It is modern. Well done. He is the very model of a modern
Major General.
He is indeed. Played well. Very good.
Yeah, two through. Not like I could have done. I think I've only got one wrong so far. So.
You have? Yeah, it's going well.
These are the games where you just got to smile, say, well played through gritted teeth, and wait my turn.
Mike, well done. You're through, mate. Congratulations. And £10,000. Nice round figure. Two fives. Be nice if all four of us to get through with five each, make £20,000.
Yeah,
that. Yeah. That would be nice, wouldn't
good,
it?
Yeah.
Two players up, two players through. Yeah.
Well, it looks like one of these teams where they're going middle for diddle. They're going for those two words you love to say.
You bet. I'm looking for a full house and I'm halfway there. All right. Mike and Lindsay are through, but Richard's up after the break. Will he add to the £10,000? I'm sure he will. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Richard. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Hi, Bradley.
From Southampton.
Yep.
And you're a field service engineer in what sort of field?
So, I work for a marine electronics company. We specialise in audio equipment. Been in the marine world now for a number of years. Previously, spent some time working as a powerboat instructor as well. And now I fit audio systems to those boats.
You look like an old salty sea dog.
It's the beard, isn't it?
You bet it, absolutely. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd spend it on some fishing equipment, I think. Maybe a little bit of a trip away to go fishing somewhere.
OK.
That's kind of my biggest passion, so...
What's on your bucket list destination?
Hungary and France have got some great fishing locations.
Hungary?
But, yeah, Hungary. Big carp out in Hungary. They do eat them out there. We don't eat them over here. But, yeah, last time I was out in Hungary, I kind of wish I could get a bit of time to stop and do some fishing, but I was, wow. I was there for my girlfriend's birthday.
So. Never even knew that. Right. right, hungry. OK, let's get you there. Richard, I wish you well. Your time starts now. What letter is on the badge worn by Batman's TV sidekick, Robin?
Oh.
Correct. Oscar Wilde wrote the line, "The truth is rarely pure and never what?"
Easy.
Simple. What London tennis club hosts a big tournament between the French Open and Wimbledon?
Pass.
Queen's Club. The artists Gauguin and Van Gogh spent time living together in what country?
The Netherlands.
France. The Knight Industries 2000 car featured in what TV show?
Knight Rider.
Correct. Which English actor played Barlaam Abrasax in the 2015 film Jupiter Ascending?
Channing Tatum.
Eddie Redmayne. Noel Coward's Don't Let's Be Beastly to the Germans was published during what war?
Second World War.
Correct. The 1900 Olympics had a long jump event for what four-legged animals?
Horses.
Correct. The Balinescu Quartet play the theme music for what TV quiz?
Pass.
University Challenge. All right, Richard, £4,000. That's all right.
Not too bad.
No, that's fine. OK, are you ready?
Yeah.
Time to play the Beast.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, you're not much of a trophy, so if I catch you, I'll probably throw you back.
Bit of fishing terminology. Put some money on the table. There we are. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, he will offer you.
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to him, he'll offer you.
With this money, you can go fishing anywhere you like. £40,000.
£40,000. Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Anne.
Just stay steady. £4,000's fine. Just bring it back.
Mike.
It's important that you're back here for the final chase, so stick with the four.
Oh, Lindsay.
Sorry to be boring, but I think I'd like you back as well. I'd rather you went for the four.
Ah, now you see, they've got a game plan going on.
This team are just too sensible.
Yeah, you bet. 400, £4,000, 40,000. What'll it be?
As tempting as it is, I think I'm going to go sensible as well. I'm going to go down the middle, £4,000.
£4,000, thank you, Chaser.
Let me put it like this. In the movie Jaws, I'm on the shark side. Let's get on with this.
Well, you know what? You've just got a team that are sticking together. That's it. Richard, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. In what country was korfball invented in the early 1900s? A, Netherlands. B, Switzerland. C, Russia. You've put Netherlands. Yeah. Do you know what korfball is?
Yeah, I mean, something's ringing some bells. I've been out there before. It might be, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a guess.
Correct answer is... The Netherlands is right. Step closer to home, well played. Chase has put. Goes right also with the Netherlands. What is korfball?
It's specifically designed to be a mixed game. Four men and four women, team of eight. Sort of a bit like a cross between netball, basketball.
Right, OK, thank you for that. Here's your next question. Which of these is not a place in Aberdeenshire? A, Boggy Bottom. B, Broken Wind. C, Backside. You've put Broken Wind.
Boggy Bottom sounds like a place that could be in Scotland.
Yeah.
Apart from that, it's 50-50 chance that I went for Broken Wind.
I reckon Boggy Bottom is a place, without a doubt. All right, correct answer is... No. Boggy Bottom. There you are. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Broken Wind.
Bradley, well played.
Thank you. Well held. Here's your next question. Thanks. What's a male donkey called? A, Jack. B, John. C, Jim. You've put Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, like a jackass.
Of course. Correct answer is... Yeah, jackass. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, easy question, jackass, as in the movie. Chaser's still three behind, but three from home. Here's your next question. Where was King Henry II of England born? A, Hockenheim. B, Le Mans. Or C, Silverstone? You've put Le Mans. Correct answer is... Brilliant, well played. Step close home, Chaser has put. Goes also right.
The kings of England had extensive territories in France. It led to the Hundred Years' War, which we eventually lost because there was a lot more French than there were English. And so, based on that, that was the French answer.
Yeah, indeed. Well played, the pair of you. Here's your next question. Something Happened was the second novel by which author? A, Joseph Heller, B, Margaret Mitchell, C, William Golding. You've put Joseph Heller.
Complete guess. Yeah. Never heard of it.
All right. Correct answer is... Well, well played. Joseph Heller is right. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right to Joseph Heller. We're three ahead and one from home, £4,000. Get this right, we'd have had two goes at 40 grand.
It's frustrating, but you bet. I'm glad to go home with something, if possible.
Well, I'm pretty sure we'll get through. Here's your next question. You've played well thus far. Reg Dwight and Pauline Matthews had a UK number one under what stage names? A, Elton John and Kiki D. B, Renee and Renato. C, Captain and Tennille. You've put Elton John and Kiki D.
Yeah, Reg Dwight, isn't that his real name?
Elton John
is a stage name.
Are you sure not Renee and Renato? You won't remember that. You're far too young. Right, to go through your four grand, correct answer is... Well played, very good. Lovely performance. Very good, blow for blow. Liked it.
Yeah, the number one was Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It looks like they're trying to do that to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Richard, well played you. Congratulations, mate. You're straight through. Very good. Nicely building up £14,000. And three players through. One more for a full house. I like it. Beastie boy.
Well, I might be mocking him for being a sensible team, but it's, so far it's very effective.
Yeah.
And you know yourself that full house has got something like a 50% chance of winning.
Absolutely. It's a massive, massive advantage. And only one player left to fill that full house. That is Anne. She's up after the break. Can she add to the 14 grand? Or will she take away to try and get there? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up to play, it is Anne. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Thank you.
From Edinburgh.
Yes.
Beautiful part of the world, that is.
Absolutely.
Now, you are a civil servant.
Yes, I work for the Scottish Government.
Right.
And at the moment, I'm working on the commemorations for World War I centenary.
All right. What do you do in your spare time?
I love genealogy. I just love to be searching family history, my own, anyone's.
How far back does your personal genealogy path go?
I've got one strand of the family back to 1650. The main one I'm interested in comes from the French side, because the rumour of family history is that they were French aristocrats that came over during the Revolution.
Wow.
But we've not got the evidence for that yet.
That'd be fab, though, wouldn't it, if you
found it? A nice chateau in France would be nice.
That would be great, wouldn't it? And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Oh, the Trans-Siberian Railway, definitely.
Oh, who would you take?
Oh, I'd have to take my husband.
Oh. What a choker. What's his name?
Douglas.
Does he like trains?
He is, actually, a bit of an anorak.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh.
Good man, Douglas. Trans-Siberian, here we come. And I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What Trafalgar Square monument was completed in 1843?
Lord Nelson.
Yes, Nelson's column, I'll give you that. What word means an opening on a ship's deck or to break out of an egg?
Pass.
Hatch. Colin Firth and Mark Strong start alongside each other in what 2014 film?
Oh, pass.
Before I Go to Sleep. What's the sum of Dodie Smith's Dalmatians and Alexandre Dumas' Musketeers?
104.
Correct. What technology company developed the iOS mobile operating system?
Nokia.
Apple. What imperial unit of length equals 63,360 inches?
A mile.
Correct. The Hindi film industry that began in Bombay in the early 20th century has what nickname?
Bollywood.
Correct. A BBC adaptation of what J.K. Rowling novel was broadcast in 2015?
Pass.
The Casual Vacancy. The Goldwing is a motorcycle... No time to get there for you, Anne. £4,000, though.
That's fine.
Time
yep.
to face the beast.
Good.
Good Good afternoon, Anne.
Hello.
So you're related to French aristocracy, are you?
Oh, doesn't it show?
Vive la Révolution.
Yeah.
Vive.
What he said.
Vive. Let's put some money on the table, Anne. There you go, £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
-£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, you'll see an offer of...
Just in case you're trying to lure me into a trap, £46,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with the team. Richard.
I think it'd be great to get a full house back. £4,000, you did really well in the first round. I'd stick with the four.
Mike.
Yeah, full house is the important thing. Stick with the four.
Lindsay.
Yeah, you did well then, so 4,000's brilliant. So, yeah, we want you back.
Oh.
Thank you.
-2, £4,000, £46,000. And what's it going to be?
Well, it's not going to be -2. I would never take a minus figure. And it's a bit cheeky anyway, because you didn't offer a minus to anyone else. 46,000, no, I'm not that greedy. If I get the 4,000, I'll be happy. If I'm out, then good luck to the rest of them.
Perfect. £4,000?
Yep.
All right, Anne, £4,000 it is. Thanks.
It's almost traditional to give the person in seat four the low offer, but I'm worried about one thing. You're called Anne, you're Scottish, and you like Siberia. I hope you don't play like our Anne.
Yeah. Well, I hope you do. Right, here we go. They've got a team that are sticking together, and for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here we go. Here comes your first question. Which of these cricket grounds is furthest north? A, Old Trafford. B, Trent Bridge. C, Headingley. You've put Trent Bridge.
I know nothing about cricket, but I think that name might think of Leeds, so I would imagine that's furthest north, but I don't know.
Correct answer is... Bad luck. Headingley is Leeds.
Oh, right.
Trent Bridge is Nottingham. It's on the River Trent.
Ah, right.
So you're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, bad luck.
You had the right logic there, but just got the wrong ground. And Old Trafford's in Manchester. And if you ever go to Headingley, it's a beautiful ground.
Bad luck with that, Anne. Here's your next question. The A5 banknote, known as the Giant, has what monetary value? A, £1,000. B, £10,000. C, £1,000,000. You've put £1,000.
I can't imagine a note being as worth as much as a million. Just imagine losing that. 10,000, that also just seems a bit excessive, so I've gone for 1,000.
Correct answer is... It's a million. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with a million. Chaser's moved to one behind. We have five from home. Come on, Anne, it's been done before, we can do it. Here's your next question.
Not worried.
The cooking term braise comes from a French word meaning what? A, hot charcoal. B, hot water. C, hot oil. You've put hot charcoal.
I'm not a good cook. I'm not a good cook at all. But I'm thinking braise means sort of burning, like flame grill type sort of thing, but I don't honestly know.
Correct answer is, got to be right to stay in the game.
Yep.
He knows everything there is to know about food. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right also with hot charcoal. Here's your next question. Come on, Anne, keep going. Which of these films does not feature the character Jason Bourne? A, The Bourne Legacy. B, The Bourne Supremacy. C, The Bourne Ultimatum. Ooh. You've put The Bourne Legacy.
I've watched a couple of them. I enjoyed them, like Matt Damon, but I'm thinking Legacy is something that's left after somebody's gone.
Oh,
so that's what I've gone for.
Yeah, correct answer is nicely worked out. Well played, Anne. Step closer to home. Great answer. Chase has put. Yeah, OK.
It went Identity, Supremacy, Ultimatum, and then Legacy's the new one with Jeremy Renner in the title role.
Right, here's your next question. Who was Prime Minister on Black Wednesday? A, Margaret Thatcher. B, John Major. C, Gordon Brown. You've put John Major.
There's been so many black days, isn't there? There's a Black Thursday and a Black Friday and whatever. I don't think it was Gordon Brown. I'm sure it was after Margaret Thatcher's time.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. Major is right. Chaser's put. Playing well, Anne. Keep going. Goes right also with Major. Stays one behind with two from home. Very good.
It's in 1992, where Britain was forced out the exchange rate mechanism in the euro. Norman Lamont was the Chancellor, and pretty much that guaranteed a Labour Party win at the next election.
Right. Here's the next question. Which explorer's last words included, "What dost thou fear? Strike, man, strike." A, James Cook. B, Walter Raleigh. C, Henry Hudson. You've put James Cook.
I'm now thinking maybe she's gone Walter Raleigh. Did she not get beheaded or something? Maybe that's what he meant. Henry Hudson, no, I don't know much about him. James Cook, I think, was murdered, wasn't he, by natives, so I've gone for James Cook.
Correct answer is, got to be right to stay in the game. It's Walter Raleigh.
Oh, maybe.
OK, staying where you are. If the chaser has put Raleigh, we are out. Do you think he knows it?
Yeah, sure he does.
Chaser has put. All right, Chaser goes with Walter Raleigh, takes us out. Chaser?
Those are kind of the last words of someone who's about to be executed.
Yeah, which
you were right. Walter Raleigh was executed by James I in 1617 or 1618.
All right. Yeah. And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
However, I have to tell you, I've been caught and view the chase is over.
OK. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. I was two away.
How many times does catching that last person, breaking up the full house, prove a real game changer?
Oh, indeed it does. But we still have a big advantage. Three are through to the final chase. Richard, Mike and Lindsay. The total prize fund is 14 grand. £4,666 each. It's a game changer, says the Beast. I still think we'll win. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Richard, Mike and Lindsay have made it through to the final chase. There's 14 grand in the prize fund, £4,666 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and the team have selected set
B.
Set B it is. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. That's a big advantage. Make that pay. These questions will come at you much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready? Good luck. Your time starts now. Two of which king's wives were executed on Tower Green?
Mike.
Henry VIII.
Correct. The car company Peugeot was founded in what country?
Mike.
France.
Correct. Who narrates the novel The Hound of the Baskervilles?
Mike.
Pass.
Dr. Watson. The martial art judo was created in what century?
Lindsay.
14th.
19th. In a 1972 film, Sally Bowles sings Life is a what?
Mike.
Cabaret.
Correct. The National Gallery of Canada's in what city?
Mike.
Montreal.
Ottawa. Tom Burke plays Athos in what BBC drama?
Mike.
Three Musketeers.
No, just the Musketeers. What is the chemical formula of the gas ammonia?
Lindsay.
A.
NH3. What's the usual meat product in a toad in a hole?
Richard.
Sausage.
Correct. An octodecagon has how many sides?
Mike.
80.
No, 18. Demelza is the second novel in what Winston Graham series?
Mike.
Poldark.
Correct. Who played James Bond in the film The World Is Not Enough?
Richard.
Pierce Brosnan.
Correct. What nationality is tennis player Nick Kyrgios?
Mike.
Greek.
Australian. What day of the week comes second alphabetically?
Lindsay.
Monday.
Correct. Robin Hood Airport serves Doncaster in what major city?
Nottingham.
Sheffield. The Man Booker Prize is for novels published in what language?
Mike.
English.
Correct. Peter and Pilot are characters in what Lloyd Webber musical?
Richard.
Pass.
Jesus Christ Superstar. What character does Jenny McAlpine play in Coronation Street?
Lindsay.
Fizz.
Correct. What successful American jockey was nicknamed The Shoe?
Mike.
Willie Schumacher.
Correct. Coldy Island is off the coast of what UK country?
Richard.
Scotland.
Wales. Which monarch appeared on the 1840 twopenny blue stamp?
Mike.
Queen Victoria.
Correct. Singer Tara Newley is the daughter of which actress?
Mike.
Pass.
Joan Collins. What part of the nose? 14.
We need a lot of pushbacks.
It's going to be a tricky one.
You're right, Lindsay. We're going to need some pushbacks. There's no question. But it's been a winning score before.
Yeah.
Not to be downhearted yet. Time to bring back the chaser.
They really hurt, those off-the-post questions, because you know you knew them.
Yeah. Been there a few times yourself, to be fair.
That's why I know they hurt, because I've had so many of them over the years, and you see the look on my face when I know what I've done.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, look, remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. 14 to catch. Chaser, your time starts... Now, what flightless creature is Australia's tallest bird?
Emu.
Correct. In the tongue twister, what comes before yellow lorry?
Red lorry.
Correct. In what century did Turkey become a republic?
20th.
Correct. The island of Jeju belongs to what island group?
Balearic.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Maldives.
No! The Channel Islands.
Oh. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Blow me down.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, 11 to go. Your time starts again now. The lyrics of what Monkees 1967 hit mentions a homecoming queen?
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go.
I think it's Daydream.
I'm going to Daydream Believer as well.
Yeah.
Are you going to hate us?
Daydream Believer.
It's correct. Well played.
Couldn't all get right. Cheer Up Peter Reed out of my head.
Cheer Up Peter Reed. All right, we push the chaser back. 12 required. Your time starts again now. In printing, Tahoma and Verdana are types of what?
Fonts.
Correct. Waterloo at South Fork was an episode of what US TV drama?
Dallas.
Correct. Bangladesh has a border with India and what other country?
Burma.
Correct. In Spain, what sort of building is a biblioteca?
Library.
Correct. How many days are there in the first 2 months of a leap year?
60.
Correct. Eviction or Pay is a lyric from what Jonathan Larson musical?
Rent.
Correct. The north coast of Haiti lies on what ocean?
Atlantic.
Correct. What Audrey Hepburn film character shares her apartment with the nameless cat?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Character. Holly Go Lightly. Yeah, wasn't any character in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Holly Go Lightly.
Yeah,
go with that one.
Yeah. Holly Go Lightly.
Correct. You push the chaser back. Six required. Your time starts again now. Which saint died at Assisi in 1226?
St. Francis.
Correct. Who wrote the short story collection Lord Peter Views the Body?
Dorothy Arceus.
Correct. Cockspur is a Caribbean brand of what alcoholic spirit?
Rum.
Correct. Which former England rugby player was nicknamed Wilco?
Will Carling.
Stop the clock. Oh. It's wrong.
Johnny Wilkinson.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. Four required now to catch the team. Your time starts again now. How many edges does a square-based pyramid have?
Eight.
Correct. Who sang lead vocals on the hit Club Tropicana?
George Michael.
Correct. Which Soviet spy wrote a book entitled Picasso's Guernica?
Kim Philby.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Oh, this could put us right back in it.
Of any spies. Burgess. So if you know one, go for it.
If it's in one, you know, go for it. Yeah, I can't.
Burgess?
No, the other one.
Blunt, the historian.
Anthony Blunt. All right, here we go. Two required. Your time starts again. Now, cholesterol can be found in the plasma of what body fluid?
Blood.
Correct. John Tickle first found fame on what reality TV show?
Big Brother.
Correct. Right, five opportunities to push back. Three executed and caught with 12 seconds remaining. So we were not a million miles away. Have you had a good day, though?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, you've played well getting to the final. However, I have to take away the £14,000 and tell you that Richard, Mike and Lindsay, you have been caught. And finally for you, the chase is over. Beastie Boy.
Played like a numpty there. But I did one important thing. There wasn't a full house. I'd have lost that if there was.
Shows you what a full house can do. However, having lost Anne from that full house, Richard, Mike and Lindsay get caught with 12 seconds remaining and the Beast is victorious. Begs the question, though, could you make up a full house? Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
potato.